The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John testified further, saying, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remained upon him.' I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Three short ideas on the feast day we celebrate the Holy Name of Jesus. Number one is that St. Paul says, at the name of Jesus, every knee, in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven, the angels, the saints, bow down to Jesus. We here on earth, we bow down to Jesus in our hearts and even with our knees. And even the souls in hell are obliged to bend their knee at the name of Jesus Christ, as well as purgatory. Second thought is this. When we do exorcisms in the church, the first name to be invoked is the name of Jesus Christ in exorcisms. So Jesus has much more power. His power over the devils. And the third, I invite all of you to do an exercise of memory and try to memorize the divine praises. They are, blessed be God, blessed be his holy name, blessed be the name of Jesus, blessed be his most sacred heart, blessed be his most precious blood, blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament, the altar, blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, blessed be the Great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy. Blessed be her Holy and Immaculate Conception. Blessed be her Glorious Assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her Most Chaste Spouse. Blessed be God and his angels and his saints. Did you notice I said that without reading, right? I have that memorized. So that's going to be your task today. Try to memorize the divine praises in which we praise the holy name of Jesus. Amen.